Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. The instincts for survival and reproduction are the biological world's driving forces. Oliver Becker's postdoctoral fellow in the Department of Biology at Indiana University explores what happens when these two instincts make competing and conflicting demands.
If you have spent a summer night outside, you probably have noticed all kinds of animal sounds. Many of these sounds are the songs of crickets. Males sing to attract females for mating and to guide the females to his location. Unfortunately, these conspicuous guys also attract some unwanted attention. Parasites eavesdrop on the mating songs to find the singer and turn him into a meal. The species interaction sets up a fascinating evolutionary arms race pitting survival against reproduction. I study the evolution between a parasitic fly and its cricket host. The fly tracks down singing males and deposits its larvae on the cricket. The larvae burrow into the cricket, feed on him, grow, and kill him when they emerge. But the drama does not end there. The fly also places larvae around the male to infest female crickets that approach the male for mating. Healthy female crickets prefer males that have fast songs and will go out of the way to find those males. I tested whether being parasitized will cause females to become less picky about their mates. Indeed, I found that once parasitized and facing imminent death, females are just as likely to choose a slow-singing male as a fast one. With the mating standards lowered, parasitized females ensure that they reproduce before they die. These lowered standards also mean that not only the sexiest guys, but also the average Joes get a chance to mate. Isn't it amazing that all of this drama involving love, murder, and evolution happens outside in your backyard?
That was Oliver Beckers of Indiana University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years, and from Mount Holyoke College.